From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
Your time is your time. Your time is my time. There's no time like your time, and no one.
Mr. Valley,
yes.
I'm rich.
What happened, Pinky?
I won $57 on information, please.
Well, congratulations, Pinky. How did you do it?
The experts couldn't guess what I was.
Yes, Rudy Valley with Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, that Norwegian atomic blonde Harry the Hipster, Dizzy Gillespie's band, Benny Kruger's music, and that gracious, lovable personality, Jean Hersholt, brought to you by Dream Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream.
No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, please answer the phone. I'd like to finish sorting these bills.
Okay. Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub. Pinky Lee, the busboy speaking. Yeah, what? Oh, to be sure. Yes, to be sure. To be sure. To be sure. Yeah, goodbye.
Who was that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, Pinky, someday you'll provoke me into saying that you're a moronic, jerky, half-witted, brainless, lazy idiot.
What do you mean, lazy? No, just look, Mr. Valley. Just because I never went to college doesn't make me a moron. I wonder what did.
Never mind that. I want you to help me sort this mail. Just look at all these bills. Heavens to bullocks.
Say, Mr. Valley, here's a letter from the U.S. Treasury Department.
Oh, the Treasury Department. They probably want me to buy some more bonds.
No, they want you to send back those you took on approval. And here's another letter from the Victory Clothing Collection. Here,
the Victory Clothing Collection. The Victory Clothing Collection. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, we must give all our old spare clothing to our allies who need them so desperately. There's a collection depot handy to everyone. And, Pinky, it's really an urgent and very worthy cause.
Oh, I know. Indeed, I know. Last week, I collected my family's old clothes, but my sister was very angry. I guess I took the wrong things.
What do you mean?
I must have pulled the bloomer. But you ought to see what happened to my brother. Oh, he gave his wife's girdle to the collection. Now she's suing him for non-support.
Oh, that's fine, Pinky, but I want you to file all these bills.
Gee whiz, Mr. Valley, why don't you ever pay some of your bills?
Well, Pinky, first, we must consider our own progress.
Uh-huh.
Take my Uncle Eustace, Valley.
Yes.
Now, there's a man who made $1 million buying 7-Up for 6 3/8. As for myself, the bills prove one thing.
Yeah. Everything you are today, you owe. That's what I like about you, Mr. Valley. You're so carefree.
Carefree? Thank you.
You don't care as long as it's free. You know, Mr. Valley, my brother used to owe people money, too. Oh, he owed everybody. In fact, they called him Mike the Gyp. But he changed.
Mike the Gyp?
Uh-huh.
What do they call him now?
Honest Mike the Gyp.
Well, confidentially, Pinky, business here at Villa Valley has fallen off considerably.
Is that so?
If we could only get some big banquets, private parties.
Uh-huh.
Private dinners. Pinky, I think I've got it.
Huh?
Eureka, Pinky. Eureka.
Well, I can't help it. I've been cleaning fish all day.
No. I mean, in a few weeks, they'll be holding the annual Motion Picture Academy Award dinner.
Is that so?
Well, why not have it here at Villa Valley?
Very good idea.
Think of the prestige.
Uh-huh.
You're a moviegoer, Pinky.
Oh, certainly.
What is uppermost in your mind at this time? What have you been waiting for all year?
My laundry. Mr. Valley, I wish the laundry would at least send back my sheets. I'm tired of sleeping between two pieces of Kleenex.
Think of it, Pinky, think of it. Presenting the Oscars right here at Villa Valley.
You know, I've been very close to an Oscar 3 times.
You, Pinky?
Yeah, Oscar Levant, Oscar Hammerstein, and Oscar the Waldorf.
Oh, Pinky, I consider your humor enough to make any Oscar wilder.
Oh, no, Mr.
How can
Valley.
We persuade the Academy Award Committee to hold their dinner here at Villa Valley?
I don't know.
Say,
I think I just thought of it.
Yeah?
Gene Herschel, who's the president of the Academy. Wonderful person.
Oh, Gene Herschel? Oh, she's my favorite pinup girl.
Do you like her when she smokes a pipe? Well, Pinky, look, while I've got a lot of things to... I'd like to hear Pee-Pee's number when she sings it, so you call up Mr. Herschel, make an appointment. You can use the coin telephone in the lobby. Well? Well, what are you looking for?
You know, the nickel with the string attached.
Oh, it's in the petty cash drawer. Be careful of the mouse trap. Well,
right,
hurry up.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to dedicate my song, Old Brother, to all the boys of the USS Amsterdam of the Third Halsey Fleet who have elected me their favorite pinup girl. And when I look in his eyes, oh, brother, and when he sighs, oh, brother, out of this world he takes me, out of this world into a dream, a lovely dream. I feel a sprinkle of the stardust in the air. Like a rave and wrinkle, I wake and wonder, is he really there? And when he gives me a kiss, oh, brother, is that a kiss? Oh, brother, out of my mind I'm going. Out of my mind, is that a man? Oh, what a man. I know for certain there'll be no more flirting. He'll be my permanent thrill. And will I have to meet my mother? Brother, you know that I will.
You know, girls, men love hair that sparkles with highlights, gleams with luster. So bring out all the gleaming beauty of your hair. Use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its natural luster. As much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As glamorous cover girl and dream girl Margaret Finlay says,
I think I've tried most shampoos. Only Dreen leaves my hair so lustrous and so well behaved.
Miss Finlay is right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Mr. Valley, I called up Gene Herschel and told him you want the Academy Award dinner held at Villa Valley this year.
And what did he say? Well, speak up, Pinky. We'll be off the air in 20 minutes.
If I tell you what he said, we'll be off the air in 20 seconds.
Well, let's go to his office and see him in person. Come on. Oh, taxi. Taxi. Pinky, look. The cab driver's a female.
Not only that, it's a female.
Naturally, there's still a men's car shortage, there still is. Get in, Coily. Not back there. Get up and start with me.
But there's more room back there.
Yeah, but the men's car shortage is up here. I kind of go for you, I kind of. You know how it is. Men are men and women are women.
Yeah, lovely arrangement, ain't it? what about me, lady?
Oh, you're okay. But who are those two people looking over your shoulders?
Those are my ears.
Here we go. Charlie, as I started to say, I get off at 8 o'clock, if you know what I mean, if you know.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. I know what. Tell me, are you having dinner with anyone tonight?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You're going to be awfully hungry in the morning.
I'm free tonight, miss. Would you like to go to the movies?
No, tonight I'd like to do something different.
Different? Okay, let's go down to the dairy and look at the butter.
Well, here we are.
Here. Here's your money, driver.
Pinky, here's the money you just laid out for me.
Oh, thanks. Say, this dollar bill is counterfeit.
Counterfeit?
Yeah, right here it says counterfeit.
That's Confederate.
Oh, that's different. I thought you were pulling a fast one.
Pinky, I was just thinking it might help Mr. Herschel decide in favor of Villa Valley for the Academy dinner if we bought him a little gift.
Yeah, that's all right.
Now, how about a bottle of scotch for his liquor cabinet?
But, Mr. Valley, scotch is hard to get. Psst, psst. Hey, Buck. Mr. Valley, there seems to be a slow leak in my fountain pen.
Are you gents looking for some real scotch? I'm Butch McDrool from Brooklyn.
How do you do? I'm Rudy Valley from the Dream Show.
And you can call me Pinky from the finger of the same name. Mr. McDrool, may I shake your hand?
Why?
You got it in my pocket.
Smart kid. How do you know?
Radar.
Now, well, look, Mr. Valley, I got some real scotch for you. But are you sure you're Rudy Valley? Have you got any fingerprints?
Not with me.
Now, look, I'm on the level about this scotch. If I ain't telling the truth, you can have my watch.
But have you got a watch?
No, but look around the crowd and pick out any watch you like.
Oh.
Now, here's a package of genuine scotch for only $18.50.
It's a deal. Here's your money.
And here's your scotch. So long, gents.
I beg your pardon, miss. We'd like to see Mr. Herschel.
Who should I say is calling? Who should I say?
Wait a minute. You were a cab driver a few minutes ago. What are you doing behind that switchboard?
Reconversion. You know how it is. You know how. Hello? Mr. Herschel's office. Who? Hey, Carly, your nightclub is calling.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Rudy. This is Fifi. Who was that woman who answered the phone?
What woman? What woman?
So, while my back is turned, you make love to other women behind my face.
Oh, but Fifi, how could you doubt me? Didn't I send you some perfume last week?
Some perfume. I put some on my handkerchief, and I had to bury it.
Oh, Fifi, please, that perfume cost me 50. And believe me, half a buck isn't hay. Look, I'll explain later. Put Harry the Hipster on.
Hello, Mr. Valley. You can stop bending my ears now. What's the moody with the Rudy? Hey, what's the moody with the Rudy?
Well, Harry, how's everything going in that new room I opened, the you banging room?
Oh, man, things are really jumping. The joint's coming on like roosters. I got that outfit I was buzzing you about. Oh, Dizzy Gillespie and his band. They were playing down here at Billy Berg's Rendezvous. They're all fine, groovy cats. And man, I'm telling you, their music is out of this mother-loving world. They're going to play some of that bebop.
Bebop?
Yeah, man, bebop. That's too high. Don't you dig that jive, Mr. Valley?
Forgive me, Harry, but I do not comprehend your boogie-woogie. I just can't get in the grave. I guess I'm not a hep kitten.
Mr. Valley, you gas. But you can take my solemn Rado Rudy for it. Dizzy Gillespie and his bebop boys are solid shoe in there.
You mean they're voot?
They're really Valtorini. Listen, just hang on to the phone. We're having a little jam session down here, and I'm going to have them play one of their own specials. You know, one of those fine, groovy, mellow Valto Valties. Little deal that Dizzy cooked up, it's called Salt Peanuts.
Thank you. salt peanut. Salt peanut, 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 salt peanut.
Did you call that real estate agent again?
I sure did, Mr. Herschel. He says it's impossible to find you a new house.
Oh, very well. I'll try somebody else.
Pinky, did you hear that? Mr. Herschel is looking for a new place to live.
Yes?
If we could find one for him, he's bound to recommend our nightclub for the Academy Award dinner.
Yeah?
I wonder if we'd have any trouble finding him a new place.
Trouble? It's impossible. Last night in Griffith Park, I saw three men on a horse, and the man in the middle was General Grant.
Say, Pinky, I've got an idea.
What?
What about your apartment house?
Mine?
Didn't you once tell me they had a few vacancies there? What do they have in a single room?
A married couple. Oh, Mr. Valley, those vacancies are all filled. Honest to goodness.
Well, I'll have to think of something. I still have this bottle of scotch as an ace in the hole.
Excuse me, Mr. Valley. Mr. Horshout has a few things to take care of, and he wonders if he could see you at your club tonight.
Fine. Tell him I'll cut the cover charge in half. Henri, where is Mr. Herschel's table?
This way, Monsieur Valley.
Now, Pinky, keep quiet. Let me do the talking.
Good evening, Mr. Valley.
Good evening, Mr. Herschel. I hear that you have to find a new place to live. What's wrong with the apartment you have now?
Oh, it's awful, Rudy. The fellow upstairs is a jitterbug.
A jitterbug? What's wrong with that?
I'm tired of dancing with him.
Well, I'm not happy in my place either, Gene. You see, I live next door to Lana Turner. And the electric eye on my garage door keeps looking in her window. I wish I had allowed myself to be talked into moving next door to Lana Turner.
Well, who talked you into it?
I did.
Excuse me, Mr. Herschel, but here's something in the real estate section of today's paper. It says, four-car garage, dog kennels, tennis court, swimming pool, and golf course. Bring your own house. that's no good. Oh, wait a minute. Here's another one. It says, beautiful new house for sale. Apply any time during low tides. Well, that's no good either.
Oh, you know, Rudy, the housing situation is so bad, sometimes I envy the beavers. Beavers live in dams, which they use for houses.
Yes, I once knew a beaver who didn't give a house for anything.
Say, I've got an idea. My girlfriend, Cecilia... Probably did I spray you that time? But my girlfriend, Cecilia, is leaving for New York, and she wants to sublet her apartment.
Well, that's wonderful, Pinky. Is this apartment furnished?
Furnished? Oh, boy, and what furniture? Every piece is made out of cowhide. Genuine, 100% cowhide. In fact, they have to milk the living room twice a day.
If you take this apartment, Gene...
What are you talking about, anyway?
If you take this apartment, Gene, I have a little surprise for you. Something that'll go beautifully with your cocktail bar.
Well, Rudy, I'm only one of many of the committee, but if you and Pinky help me find a place, I'll do my best to get you the Academy dinner.
Oh, Mr. Herschel, if I'm not too abegorical and primeval... Did I send him out of way? Excuse me. How does one vote for his favorite actor?
Well, Pinky, we sent out about 9,000 ballots to members of the film industry. The voting is absolutely sacred.
Oh, well, I'd like to vote for a fella everybody knows and loves. I won't give you his name, but his initials...
Oh, thank you, Pinky. Thank you.
But his initials are Pinky Lee.
Now, Pinky, stop being coy. You're not eligible. You haven't made any pictures recently.
Oh, is that so? What about the miracle of Morgan's Creek?
I saw the miracle of Morgan's Creek, Pinky, but I didn't see you in it.
I know. During most of the picture, I was up the creek.
You know, Gene, this is the first stooge I ever saw with two straight men. But getting back to the Academy dinner, Gene, all I ask is a chance to prove that Villa Valley is the ideal place.
Uh-huh. Well, incidentally, Rudy, the committee is very interested in the accoutrement here, you know, the accoutrement.
Accoutrement?
Yes, accoutrement.
Oh, we have them every night with maple syrup.
Girls, is your hair lovely enough to be immortalized like this? Golden hair like sunlight streaming on the marble of her shoulder. Most men's ideas of feminine loveliness begin with lovely, lustrous hair. And you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you use Green with Hair Conditioning Action. Green your hair and you bring out all its gleaming beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Green your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Green your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. What's more, as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Green shampoo has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at Homer Beauty Shop.
True. No other shampoo, only Green with Hair Conditioning Action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, gentlemen... Well, gentlemen, This is Cecilia's apartment house. How do you like it, Mr. Herzog?
Oh, but Pinky, you told me the place had a lovely view of green fields. I don't see any green fields. All I see is a butcher shop.
That's right, Greenfields Butcher Shop.
Well, let's go up anyway, Gene. There's no harm in looking inside. I've seen the apartment. I'm sure you'll like it.
Yeah, follow me, gentlemen. Follow me. Well, here we are on the third floor.
What happened to the second floor?
Termites!
They're really trained termites, Mr. Herschel. You'll love them. Every time they bite through a table, they all stand back and yell, Timber!
Well, this is it. This is Cecilia's apartment. Let's go in, huh?
Now, Pinky, wait a minute. Aren't you going to close the door?
Door? Who's got a door? You see that place in the opposite wall where a window used to be?
Yes.
Well, from the door that ain't here and the window that ain't there, you get a draft that'll knock your hat off. That's my own idea.
Oh, good heavens, look over there. It's a mouse.
Oh, gee, Mr. Herschel, it's only a little mouse.
What do you mean, a little mouse? It's running off with the icebox.
But just look at the spacious closet they have here, Gene.
And what are these moths? Borders?
Oh, we can get rid of the moths. I'll just throw in a handful of mothballs.
How do you like that? The big one keeps batting them back.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Dodgers have an option on them.
Hey, Pinky, how do you get hot water on this place?
Hot water? Oh, it's easy. You just take this hammer and bang on the pipe three times like this. That lets the janitor know you want hot water, see?
What was that?
That's the janitor letting you know you ain't going to get any.
You know, Gene, if I were you, I'd grab this place. If you need more furniture for
$800. $800 for a bedroom suit? I'll wear pajamas.
Well, Pinky?
Huh? You know, Mr. Valley, I just been thinking.
What is it, Pinky? What's on your mind?
Oh, it's very simple.
I know, but what's on it?
Just a minute! What do you think I am? A human being? I mean, I can tell you what I think in just six words.
What are they?
Ooh, you make me so mad. I mean, I was only trying to tell Mr. Herschel that I'd be glad to lend him my furniture, but the only thing I ever had was a Louis the 14th table.
And what happened to it?
Well, Louis took it back on the 15th.
Oh, Mr. Herschel, there is something you'd like. Just look at that moose head on the wall.
Oh, isn't it a terrible, ugly-looking thing?
No, Pinky, I mean the one above the mirror.
Just a minute, Mr. Valley.
Quiet, Pinky. Well, what do you say, Gene? Will you take the apartment?
Well, I have no choice.
Splendid. And here in this package, in this lovely package, is a surprise I promised you.
Rudy, that's generous of you. I'll do my best to see that you get the Academy Award dinner at the Villa Valley. Now, if you don't mind, I'll like to open the package.
By all means, do so.
Mr. Valley, I don't like practical jokes. You can forget about the Academy Award dinner.
Forget? But I spent $18.50 for that package. Isn't that a bottle of scotch?
No, this is a bottle of Dream Shampoo. Good day, gentlemen.
Gee, Mr. Valley, I'd like to offer you my sympathy if I'm not too aquamarine.
Don't worry, Pinky. What's that?
I said if I'm not too aquamarine. I'm using high-class words now.
We'll get that Academy Award dinner. I'll find a way next week somehow.
We will.
Gene Herschel can be heard on his own program, sponsored by Vaseline Products. Rudy Valet will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood, with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll and Republic Pictures, that Norwegian atomic blonde Harry the Hipster, Betty Bradley as Fifi, Benny Kruger and his music, and that great motion picture director and Academy Award winner, Leo McCary.
It's no secret that here in the United States, the supply of soap is still limited. Help bring more soap to more stores by saving used fats. And don't forget the March of Dimes.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Markle. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silk, nylon, woolen, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.